On a sunny day in February, several dozen people can be seen walking across frozen Mendenhall Lake toward the western corner of the glacier. Some are on skis. Others have dogs or pull children on sleds. One by one, they pass by a yellow sign near the visitor center warning about unpredictable ice conditions. To enter the cave, hikers make the dubious choice to slide down a chute or crouch under low-hanging ice at the back. Inside, they find themselves in a narrow chamber made of brilliant blue ice. Open shafts create natural skylights in the roof overhead. The ground is ice, with a layer of silt that provides some, if not much, traction. Toward the back of the cave, huge hunks of ice litter the floor.
Just inside a glacial cave.
Walking around inside feels like being in the center of a wave that froze just as it was about to crash. About a month after that visit, the weather has warmed up and the crowds have waned. Professional photographer Matt Brown is still out at the lake exploring. He's been out to the glacier just about every weekend this winter, photographing the cave and venturing on top with climbing buddies.
The ice caves that we see right now are just more of an overhang cave, and those ones are really dangerous.
He says the caves that were popular several years ago were much larger and were carved out by water, growing bigger over time. That means they were more stable. Brown says the caves this winter are actually shrinking. He doesn't expect them to last long.
The things to look for are cracks and fractures in the ice. Even though it may be 20 feet thick, you're looking for cracks and fractures that might calve off because they can come off at any time.
Brown considers himself an ice cave enthusiast. He's about as close to a local expert as you can find. When people ask him for advice about visiting, he tells them not to go without the right gear. Crampons, a helmet, and a backpack with emergency supplies. He says everyone needs to understand the risks involved when you get close to a glacier. You never know what can happen when ice is involved. That's why he says he gets nervous when he sees people out there with small kids.
I warn people all the time, but they continue to go out with their infants and children. And I say, hey, look, you have a choice. Your child doesn't.
This winter, Capital City Fire Rescue answered several calls at the glacier. One was in December when a biker fell through the ice. Others were for people injured at the ice caves who couldn't hike back out. Everyone ended up fine, but in at least one case, staff said the individual was not properly dressed.
People coming out here get hurt wearing shorts and tennis shoes. So it's never safe when you do that. It's more safe when you have all the proper gear.
The U.S. Forest Service doesn't monitor the ice caves or the thickness of the ice on the lake. Lori Craig is a retired naturalist with the Forest Service. She worked at the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center for 15 years. She says she used to join the crowds of people out on the lake each winter, but stopped when she began working there.
It was only when I got to look out those windows for 15 winters that it really opened my eyes how volatile the situation is.
Craig is quick to point out that the body of water around the Mendenhall Glacier is not a typical lake. Underwater currents mean the thickness of the ice varies depending on where you are. Parts of it are also surrounded by steep rock walls and a shelf of ice. Craig has seen rock slides and calving events send splinters across the frozen lake in seconds. Even though it wasn't part of her job, she started keeping an eye on people from the visitor center as they were out on the ice.
It's the conditions that we can't count on that are unpredictable that could just really take everybody out, and I would hate to see that.
Thankfully, the worst-case scenario Craig fears hasn't happened. While injuries and deaths can and have happened at the lake in years past, they've been relatively few.
And we've seen some pretty sad things out there, but I knock on wood all the time that we've been very fortunate. And if the glacier has a spirit, it's a kindly one.
By this point in the year, warm weather has caused large chunks of lake ice to break up near the face of the glacier. Walking across is not an option anymore. The cave itself, if Matt Brown is correct, likely won't last long either. But he says continually melting ice and changing seasons mean more caves will probably form in the future. And as long as there are caves, people will want to see them. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.